Representative Jasmine Crockett knocked mocking Melania Trump's Einstein visa. By Paul Bois on June 26, 2025. Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, engendered backlash on Wednesday for mocking First Lady Melania Trump and the means by which she attained an Einstein visa to enter the United States. Crockett mentioned the First Lady and her entry into the United States during a U.S. House hearing on Wednesday. "Since we're talking about integrity, I'm confused as to why my Republican colleagues aren't talking about the lack of integrity when it comes to the president's family's visas," she said. "Let me remind y'all that Melania, the First Lady, a model, and when I say model, I'm not talking about Tyra Banks, Cindy Crawford, or Naomi Campbell level, applied for and was given an EB-1 visa, and what that stands for is an Einstein visa. Now y'all that don't know, let me tell you how you receive an Einstein visa. You're supposed to have some sort of significant achievement, like being awarded a Nobel Peace Prize or a Pulitzer, being an Olympic medalist, or having other sustained extraordinary abilities and success in sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics," Crockett added. "Last time I checked, the First Lady had none of those accolades under her belt. It doesn't take an Einstein to see that the math ain't math in here." According to The Hill, Melania Trump was given a green card via the elite EB-1 program, aka the Einstein visa. The program has been used by people such as academic researchers and multinational business executives, as well as people who have demonstrated significant international acclaim. Crockett's comments caused a severe backlash. Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, disgracefully attacked Melania Trump on Wednesday for her modeling career and visa. Crockett said Melania wasn't on the same level as other models and didn't have the accolades to warrant an Einstein visa. "Crockett is jealous," one user wrote on X. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.